few reflections in light of elections 2016. Lekem midi delora miza v'oraisa, Chazal tells us everything is alluded to in the Torah, and you can definitely find allusions to politics, modern day politics, and what the Jewish view of politics is by contrast, just in the parsha we read last week and the parsha that we're reading this week. the amazing thing, everyone knows the famous chazal that Rashi brings at the beginning of the Torah. Lo yatzrich haTorah lasko merchor selachev. Shehu mitzvah rishon shitzdav v'yisrael. Torah could have just started and should have started from haChorish hazeh lachem, right, which is the first mitzvah Am Yisrael got. So this immediately raises two questions. Right? So as Rashi, everyone knows the continuation of Rashi, it's to teach that, it's for Eretz Yisrael. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So, just like he created the world, he owns it. So, he could give it to whoever he wants. So, if that's the case, you could just say, Bereishis Bara Elokim Shama V'Sa'aretz, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokim, Rosh Chodashim. Right? You have the whole Sefer Bereishis, right? All because, you have to say the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. It obviously has to be deeper than that. But really, the beginning, the very first line of this Chazal that Rashi brings begs a question. The Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's the first mitzvah Am Yisrael got. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to the Avos? They would have loved to have it. Because we know, if you do it when you're commanded, you get more schar than if you're not commanded. Right? And the Avos were dying to keep mitzvahs. They even kept them voluntarily. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu withhold goodness from the Avos and not give them the Torah? Right. The answer is like this. Varshiva Zichron Levracha used to say, right, the Torah can only be given to a nation because the Torah is a bris olam. It's an eternal covenant. Right? You can't make an eternal covenant with individuals because the individual is here today and gone tomorrow. You need a tzibur, a corporate entity like a nation, as the halacha states, by a carbon tzibur, shemesu bala, for a yachid, has to bring a carbon, and he dies, like a person's chayav chatas, for example, and he dies, the animal can't be sacrificed anymore, because it has no owner to be machaper on. But the Gemara says, in Tamura, that doesn't apply to a tzibur. If it's a carbon tzibur, right? By a tzibur, she'ein tzibur mason. A tzibur doesn't die, because once it belongs to a tzibur, all generations that there were and all generations that would be are all part of that tzibur. So a korban tzibur is no such thing as mesu ba'aleha, because even if that whole generation died off, right, but the future generations are part of the same tzibur. The Torah is forever. Morasha kilas Yaakov, like Chazal say, like Yerusha shein la hefsek, like inheritance that never stops. You can't make a bris olam with individuals. Right? You have to wait for Am Yisrael to become an Am, and then you could have a bris olam. Because Torah is meant to be an eternal covenant. And you can't make that with individuals who are here today and gone tomorrow. There's something a little bit deeper, to that. Another aspect to that. Right? We are supposed to change the world. Right? A type of unit that makes a global difference is a nation. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wait and give the Torah to an Am. But we have an interesting thing over here. That, our nation, was created gradually over a 400-year period with the Avos, gradually becoming Shvatim, and then after that, in Mitzrayim. What was the function of the Avos? What function did they fulfill? Now, the truth is like this. When we say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Sefer Bereishis, so Chazal learned from a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Koach ma'asav, higid la'amo, loseis lahem nachlas goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us the story of the power of his deeds. Right? Something amazing over here that the Sfarim explained, that Sefer Bereishis, talking about the whole development of civilization, not just Briyat HaOlam, but the whole development of civilization, Sefer Bereishis is actually talking about all the forces and all the pieces that God put into creation, because those are the building blocks that Am Yisrael has to now work with and assemble into a binyan, into an edifice that comprises Malchut Shamayim, the Indian of Sefer Bereishis, talking about, you know, the story of the history of the world and the development of technology and the development of civilizations, is that Sefer Bereishis is actually talking about all the forces that there are in the Bria, that these are the forces that Am Yisrael has to harness. Right? And if we harness these forces, so of course we control the whole world and we control Eretz Yisrael also. Koach Ma'asav, he gid la'amo. The power of Hashem's deeds, all the force they put in creation, he gave over their secrets to Am Yisrael, and that gives Am Yisrael koach to master the world. The function of the Avos, right, is also to set into place, put into place, the kochot of Am Yisrael. As we know, this nation is a very special nation, right? That Chazal say, any nation, if you only have to have these three simanim, right, these three signs, you know that he's a Yid. Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Chasodim. And as Rambam explained, Rachmanim, that's from Yaakov Avinu. Baishanim, that's from Yitzhak Avinu. Right? And Gomle Chasodim, that's from Avraham Avinu. They set into forces the elemental kochot, the elemental midot of Am Yisrael. And this is an amazing thing. Generally, when a nation forms, you know, the nation just forms by happenstance. You have a bunch of like-minded people living at the same place at the same time. They decide to make a nation. Right? And then after that, you know, there's constant, you know, evolution of the culture of the nation. What to do to hold the nation together. Right? Happened last week's parsha. Vayaret safa achat v'dvarim achadim. Right? They're all one day, they spoke the same language. Right? But now they need a cause. They need a cause to keep them together. Naseh lanu shem. Let's make for us a name. Pen nafutz, lest we disperse. That's what a nation needs. A nation forms because you have a bunch of people living together in the same land mass. And then politics is all about how to get the people fired up and how to keep the people together. You make a platform. The platform of the Dor HaFlogo is that tower. And that's called Naseh lanu shem. Let's make for us a cause. Political platform. Who was the big politician of the day? Nimrod. Who yachad gibor tzayet nei Hashem. What does Rashi say over there? Gibor tzayet. He was a hunter. He knows how to hunt people, how to manipulate people. It's a politician. He knows how to talk people into anything. He talked them into the Migdal project. Right? Politics, which hasn't changed for the outside world, the kohot of politics that were put into the Bria, that's the story of Migdal Bava. And the Maharal summarizes what modern day politics is, which is not modern day, it's actually ancient, it's from Dora Floga. It's called Knesia She'ena L'Shem Shemaim, an ingathering, people band together, but not L'Shem Shemaim. It was Naseh Lanu Shem, not L'Shem Shemaim. Let's make for us a cause. We got to invent a cause to keep ourselves together, keep the people fired up and keep the people together, right? Get the people to work for us. Mamish politics as we know it today. So it starts with having a nation, and then the nation tries to create for itself a culture. Am Yisrael worked the opposite. Am Yisrael evolved in the perfectly polar opposite way. We had Avos. They weren't a nation at all. They were individuals. Right? And they started with a cause. Avram went campaigning. Vayikra b'shem Hashem kel olam. He went everywhere. Vayikra b'shem, also a shame, a cause, but b'shem Hashem. He is going around and being, you know, putting shem shemayim b'pi abrios, making people familiar with the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he wasn't a nation, right? He created a cause. And Am Yisrael is an Am that was built around a cause. By all other nations, the nation is there already. And then they look for a culture to keep themselves, you know, going and occupied. They try capitalism, they try communism, they try socialism, they try liberalism, keep on trying stuff to hold them together. Right? So there was the nation first and the cause afterwards as a way of, you know, having a direction and holding things together. Am Yisrael's the other way around. That's what the others were about. Am Yisrael first, you know, set up a concept, even before there was a nation. And that was the function of the Avos. The Avos were to, you know, establish the Musad of Shem Hashem. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in next week's Parsha, right? Ki yedativ leman yitzav es banav beitzo achrav v'shomru derech Hashem. Right, I love Avram because he's going to command, he's going to keep his legacy going, and everyone's going to keep derech Hashem. The function of the Avos was to create a concept of Shem Shemayim, and we built an Am around that concept. The opposite of how it works by all the other nations in the world. Right? That the nation just happens to be, and they look for a cause, and every politician gives his cause and his platform. Am Yisrael was the other way around. Shame Shamayim first, right? The cause of being Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a shame, there's a cause, but shame Shamayim. Right? And then we built an Am around that concept. And that's why Am Yisrael is an amazing nation, right? That we are scattered, culturally different, right? Ashkenazim, Sfaradim. I always say, don't take offense, it would not surprise me one iota, right? If Saddam Hussein, Yimach Shemo, would be a closer DNA match to Avram Avinu than any Ashkenazi, right? Now, Am Yisrael was never an Am that was built in a normal way that Amim are made out of, that it's the same race living at the same landmass. We were Mefuzar Umefarad for most of our history, right? As Rav Sadia Gaon said, Ein Amenu Uma Ela B'Torato. What makes us one nation is the Torah. The Shem Shamayim is our national fabric that holds us together. And that's why even though Am Yisrael has been dispersed culturally and even has over the years, over the centuries, become even genetically different, still one Am, because what makes us an Am is not that we share the same land and the same, Safa Achat V'Dvarim Achadim, like the Dora HaFlaga, is because we're one nation, because we're all united in the concept of Shem Shamayim, which is the Torah. And that's what makes it an amazing nationhood, that Am Yisrael is one nation, despite the fact being totally culturally and culturally divided and geopolitically, scattered. And that's the function of the Ovos, that the Ovos set up the Nekuda of Shem Shamayim, and the Am was built around Shem Shamayim, and that's what makes it, as the Mishnah says, Knesia, Sheila Shem Shamayim, Sofalit Kayem, Am Yisrael could never dissolve. And Am Yisrael is the Am HaNetzach, the Am that's forever, because we're not built about the convenience of being at the same landmass at the same time, and of being of the same language and of the same culture. We're built on the concept of the absolute truth of Shem Shamayim, and that's what makes us the nation that will be forever and united, even if we're Mefuzar or Mefarad Ben Agoyim.